So much of carnival is hard to capture. It's really interesting to me because everybody has a different experience. There's no one carnival moment. But I think that Judy Bottoni, the photographer, and Peggy Scalabor did a wonderful book called Mardi Gras Moments that captures that kind of ephemeral nature of the experience.
It's really sweet. Judy, she's just superb. She captures lighting as few have done as well as her. And she shoots a lot. So, you know, she's got a good library to pick from. And, of course, Peggy brought the text to it. And it's a really sweet book.
And then another book that is slightly more historical is All on a Mardi Gras Day, Episodes in the History of New Orleans Carnival by Reed Mitchell, which is a book I love.
Yeah, no, a lot of good information there too. And, you know, all of these books bring something different to the table, and that's what I like about it. And it's still, it could be argued that Mardi Gras is to be enjoyed more than studied, but but we bless these people who have done the research, because it takes a lot of work to put together books like that. You know, my approach is certainly a lot more popular and breezy and just, hey, this is the fun stuff and the essential stuff. But I have a lot of admiration for the people that really spend weeks in libraries. And, of course, it used to be microfilm. Now you can do it online. It's gotten easier, but it's still important. And there's still some discoveries back there that we've yet to make.
Well, one of the great things that Reed writes in All on a Mardi Gras Day is that he said he sees in Mardi Gras the model for a great America.
I think that's true.
I do, too. It's such a democratic celebration.
It is. And it's the most diverse celebration on earth. I mean, there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. If you can't find a place in Mardi Gras, you're not trying.
Right. The best books I've seen about carnival in a long, long time is Unveiling the Muse, The Lost History of Gay Carnival in New Orleans by Howard Philip Smith, who writes for your Mardi Gras Guide.
He does. Howard has been a friend from afar. I've only met him once, but this is such an important work. I mean, gay carnival is such an essential part of the celebration, and it's been overlooked initially, intentionally, and then later on. Where do we find this stuff? It's very, the information has been underground, basically. So this is a landmark publication, and I'm so happy for him. And this will stand the test of time. It's just a wonderful, it's so beautifully done.
I'm happy for us
that
we have this book. Of course, to expand the focus a bit, is Carnival in Louisiana Celebrating Mardi Gras from the French Quarter to the Red River by Brian Costello.
Brian's a good friend, and he really has done some terrific research outside of New Orleans. He lives in New Roads, and is just a really neat guy and a very serious genealogist and historian, and I'm proud to see what he's done.
Well, there are so many carnival books, but these are a good basic start, I think.
Yes, yes, indeed. You know? There are more, and there'll be more coming, I'm sure.
Right. We've been talking with writer and carnival expert Arthur Hardy for the Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List. The Reading List is produced by George Ingmeyer with support from the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. Arthur, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Happy Mardi Gras.
For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.